Greetings, everybody. I am going to take care of a couple of things before I start this. I thought maybe you'd like to know. I'm talking to you on December the 4th, 2013. I'm going to do an app demo called Battery Alert. Now, when you are trying to test your battery, you would think that the phone would die. But let me tell you, when you really want your device to die, it will not die. It just lasts forever. So I'm using Rev, again, REV voice recorder, to record this demonstration and hope that we can catch the battery as it goes dead. Take care of a little business first. It is snowing like crazy here in Duluth, where I am. And in the upper Midwest of Minnesota, we're used to snow, but this much snow is just crazy. Over 2 feet, expecting more until 6 o'clock, and I'm speaking to you right now at around noon, so we have another 18 hours worth for it to be possible to snow. The DTA has been taken offline, so no buses. You can know that it's just crazy to... You want to go outside, Haley? Do you? You have to know, it's just crazy. Maybe you can, let's see if you can hear this. No, never mind. Oh my God, it's snowing like you wouldn't believe. It's just coming down like crazy. I know you guys want to hear this demonstration. Let me do it for you. All right, so first let's look at the app, and it's called Battery Alert. That's Battery Alert, A-L-E-R-T. Battery, B-A-T-T-E-R-Y, alert. Now put it together. Come on, I mean, give me some help here. I labeled the button called Settings. That's the only inaccessible portion of this app. The Settings button is just labeled Button. And you can label that button. Now, how you label a button will become apparent because I'll demonstrate that. I promised my friend out there, my one and only friend out there on Twitter, that I would do that. Hi, one and only friend. How are you? Oh, stop it. Stop cheering. It's like you're not the only one. Sure you aren't. And what I'll do is show you how to label. So let's bring up the Battery Alert app.
Recording 359. Home. Dropbox and Dropbox. Heading. Text field. White and yellow pages. Page 1 of 3. Battery Alert. Double tap to open.
There's Battery Alert. I'm going to open it. That's Battery Alert, and you can see I was actually using the device while it was, and I did not start this, so we have very little power left.
Always know when your battery needs a charge. Ellipsis. 10.00%.
It's down to 10%. A great warning. Then there is also other settings that you can invoke, so let's go into settings.
Battery state. Almost dead.
Okay, you can hear that it's almost dead, ladies and gentlemen.
Settings button.
Okay, there's the settings button. Now, I labeled the settings button, ladies and gentlemen. So let me show you how to label a button. We're on the settings button. Now, the button will just say button, okay? I will pretend that the button just says button. Y'all understand? So it says settings because I label it. So I'm going to take two fingers, and I'm going to tap them twice on the screen, and when I tap the second time, I will hold, and that will start the label element function. So instead of tap tap, it'll be tap tap, you know, at that second tap. In other words, I'm going to hold it down, and you'll hear a beep, and then a text editor will appear, and you can then edit the text. This is how I teach. This is the only method that really works audibly, so I'm doing this the way that I would teach it. All right, so take two fingers and double tap on the screen. Tap, tap, and hold a second time down. Here we go.
Alert. Label element. Text field. Is editing. Character mode. Settings.
Okay, it says settings, so I can... we're on the element field, so let me slide to the right.
Label element. Text field. Is editing. Character mode. Settings.
Now, if I wanted to label settings, I would just double tap... To get in that edit field, let me slide to the right.
Cancel button.
There's cancel.
Save button.
And save. So let's say that I wanted to do...
Cancel. Text field. Is editing. Character mode. Settings.
Okay, we're going to do settings. I'm going to double tap it.
Insertion point at start. Insertion point at end. M. Delete. S. G. Capital S.
Okay, so label it. It's gone.
Save button.
Okay, we'll save that.
Battery state. Almost dead. Button.
It just says button now.
Battery state. Button.
So we're going to label it for real. Double tap and hold on the second tap. Tap, tap. Two fingers down.
Alert. Capital S. Capital S. E. E. T. 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 Set. I. I. Setting. N. N. Step in. F. G. G. Setting. A. S. S. Settings.
There's settings. Now, there's a done button at the right-hand corner of the screen, so I'll just make it easy and do that.
Done. Auto-correction. Settings. Battery alert. Settings. Button.
And there it is. It's labeled settings. I could slide over to the save button, but I did not do that. Okay, so let's see how dead the battery is now.
Battery state. Almost dead. 10.00%.
It's 10%. But you did hear it go off. Let me show you what the settings are inside.
Battery state. Settings. Button. Settings. Done. Button. Settings. Heading. Warning battery level. 5%.
Warning battery level 5%. So you can pick a sound from that.
Warning sound. Car horn.
And you heard the car horn. Or no, you didn't hear the car horn. You heard the air horn. I'm going to slide to the right.
Alert battery level. 10%.
So when it gets to 10%, that means you heard the...
Alert sound. Air horn.
Air horn. So we're going to slide to the right.
Full charge alert. Switch button on.
Full charge alert. Switch button on. And that means that when it hits full charge, you will hear this sound.
Full sound. Chimes.
Chimes.
Debug log.
And there's a debug log. So a very simple app to operate.
Full sound. Chimes.
So let me go over some of the sounds for you. Double tap on the...
Full sound. Chimes.
Full sound chimes button.
Flamenco. Settings. Back button. Air horn.
So there's the air horn sound.
Bark.
Bark. You can have a barking dog.
Selected. Bark. Car horn.
I'm just selected. Going over these sounds for you.
Chime one.
Chime one.
Chimes. Selected. Chimes.
I'm just double tapping on each of these sounds.
Flamenco.
Flamenco. Oh, CC. Yeah, I know that's not very good. Another double tap.
Selected. Foghorn.
I should do a little happy dance for you. No, okay. Stop it. Foghorn.
Glass.
Here's glass.
Selected. Glass. Guitar.
Guitar.
Selected. Guitar. Kitten. Select kitten.
And you got a kitten.
Laugh.
Laugh. I like this. I like the laugh. Of course, why wouldn't I?
Selected. Laugh.
I think I'll choose that for one of my sounds sometime. Except it provokes laughter. It invokes laughter if you're in like a settings environment, like at work or something. See, I'm at work. Oh, I think my battery's going to die. Yeah, okay, fine. Here we go. To the right.
Marimba.
Marimba. This is a nice one. And that's it. So let's pick...
Chimes.
Let's pick chimes.
Selected. Chimes.
And we're going to go to the done button.
Railroad.
Oh, there's a railroad. You didn't hear that one.
Selected.
Sorry.
Railroad. Settings. Back button.
And there's the settings back button. We'll just double tap that.
Settings. Done. Button. Battery alert. Always know when your battery needs a charge. Ellipsis. 10.00%.
And that's 10%. Really, the iPhone is amazing when you don't want it to run out of battery power. If your phone is locked in your pocket, all your sounds will work. They'll go off and alert you when you have a battery issue. When you plug the device in, you can do other things. It will alert you as you go about your charge. So that's what I like about it. You can do other things. 99 cents, battery alert. Get it. You won't be sorry. I know a lot of you like management of your battery power. I'm going to go eat my overnight oatmeal. And we'll see you later, everybody. Thanks for listening.
It's almost 8 hours since I've made the recording. The snow is still coming down. We're way above 3 feet. It's coming down like a big blanket now as I record this. It's just the worst storm I've ever seen up here. Winds are starting to gust. Temperatures 33 degrees and starting to fall. We're supposed to get really cold temperatures now, so it looks like it's going to sit in case you're interested. Hope you enjoyed the demonstration, as I said before. And playing with it, I discovered that it has push notifications. So when your battery starts to die, it sends you push. And it's kind of cool for 99 cents. I mean, what do you got to lose? You got a buck. It's been nice talking to you once again and doing little demos for you. I hope you enjoy them. We'll talk later. Bye.